Alright.
You ready?
How's it all feeling, mate?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Honeymoon period. First 3 weeks have been, really enjoyable and tough work, but settling in really well. Yeah, exactly. I think you're sort of kidding yourself these days if you don't think pre-seasons are going to be pretty tough, but it's been great.
Similarities between the pre-season that Port does in Melbourne, or a bit different?
Oh, definitely some similarities, but I guess certainly different as well. There's we've got a different schedule here. We get the Thursdays off and train Saturday mornings. That was a bit different, and just some different ideas of what we should be training and how we should be training, and as I said, really enjoying it.
Seems like there's been a big emphasis on contested work and, not sort of leaving out physical drills and stuff like that. How have you found that while it's happening?
Yeah, it's been great. That was, one thing I noticed. First session came in with the younger guys and it was just bang, straight into it. Which, we as players, that's what we love. We love getting into the games and getting the footies out early. So, allows us to do a bit less running after training, which is nice. So, that's what you expect these days. It's a contested game and, we're pretty strong at that.
Did you ever think 6 months, even 3 months ago, you'd be at Port Adelaide, living in Adelaide?
Yeah, certainly not 3-6 months ago. I guess once it did sort of come into the equation, I jumped at the opportunity, really. It's been amazing coming over here, the lifestyle, the people, this club. I think it's just everything that I needed, to be honest.
Because did you plan to be, a Melbourne player for life? Was that your...
I think you sort of go along with what happens. I certainly, love my time at Melbourne, but, I think a change was certainly what I needed, and now coming here and being here for 3 weeks, it's proven to me that it was, the best decision I've made, and, I couldn't be more excited for what's to come.
Adelaide itself, it's not somewhere that you've never been before. You've spent some time here over the few years, haven't you?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I mean, obviously we've been over here a bit for games and stuff, and then I've had a mate move over here. He was a pilot, so he got based out of here a year and a half ago, so we've come over to see him a few times, and I've spent a bit of time here, got a little bit of family over here as well, so certainly not a stranger, and certainly enjoying the beach lifestyle down in North Brighton.
Jack Tringo coming over as well. Seemed to fit
into place beautifully. Yeah, oh, it's just incredible. When I was actually in Montreal with my girlfriend at the time when I got the call from him, he said, "You won't believe who I've just spoken to, Kenny Hinckley." And so then he sort of said, "Oh, nothing's official just yet, and so we can't really get too excited." And then as soon as I got off the phone, I messaged Kenny. I said, "Mate, he's a legend. You won't go wrong." And Kenny said, "Yeah, it's all done. You just keep it under wraps for a little while." So it was pretty, just surreal that now we're sort of living together in another state, back in his home state. And, he's taking care of me, showing me the ropes.
So how did it happen with you? I'm assuming there's other clubs interested. How were Port the most keen? How did you come to choose them?
Yeah, I think it was just, I sort of did all my research and spoke to everyone I could, and, it was just the best fit. It's where I think, where I thought I was going to enjoy my footy the most, where I could get the most out of myself. And, I think it has a lot to do with the people that are here and, the interactions I had with them before making the decision. So, and as I said, the 3 weeks have sort of proved to me that it was the right decision.
You certainly touched on it there, but in terms of the, without selling your old club upriver, but the feeling walking in the doors here compared to Melbourne, what's different between the two clubs?
Oh, I think, you're always going to have that little bit of extra excitement when you're coming to a brand new club, aren't you? So, I was at Melbourne for 9 years and... I just, as I said, I needed that change and something a bit more exciting and new, you come in here and, you see guys like Travis Boak and Robbie Gray and Charlie Dixon up forward, and you just want to impress them and put your best foot forward, and earn the respect of the playing group pretty early. So that's what I've been trying to do for 3 weeks.
Where do you think you'll fit on field, Jack?
Oh, I like to think I'd be sort of, you know, that half forward, bit of a connection between backline, midfield, you know, going inside 50. So I think that's probably where my strengths lie, using the footy and creating sort of scoring opportunities for us.
Do you reckon working with Port's coaches? I mean, I'm not sure how many coaches you would have worked with in Melbourne, but you think there's a bit of stability and maybe a little bit more development that you've still got left?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think everyone's got improvement in them, and for me, I think that an environment like this will really help.
You came back to training, Jack, a week earlier than expected with the first of 4 years. What was the thinking there?
Oh yeah, I just wanted to get to know the younger guys, I guess, and that week was a really good opportunity without, you know, the older boys, as they obviously played finals. So, for me, it was sort of we were going to come back on the 20th regardless, and obviously Trenners and I took that opportunity to come in and get to know everyone and just get started on the right foot.
And Adelaide as a city, is it kind of the perfect blend? You're out of that Melbourne bubble, but you're still in a footy mad town.
Yeah, I think so. I've really enjoyed it so far. I think just being able to, you know, get to training. We're in North Brighton, and all the boys say that we're ages away. How can you live out that way? And it's, you know, 24 minutes tops, with traffic at 7:30 in the morning. And I'm used to living 3 kilometres away on Punt Road and taking me 45 minutes. So, just the lifestyle, the beaches I'm just loving. And, as you said, that still that footy focus, but, it's out of that little Melbourne bubble.
Did you get around the test?
The test? I did, actually, on the Saturday. We weren't fortunate enough to have the old members' tickets, so me and my mates were just out in the hill. But, I had a few mates from Melbourne come over. They'd planned it months ago, and a bit of fun.
Jack, did you see Travis Boak's injury last Friday? We were told that he sort of did it in a training drill, sort of fending off someone.
Yeah, I didn't actually see it personally. I think the mids were doing a bit of extra tackling or something, but he's just said the worst thing is he can't play golf for a couple of weeks, so... I think he should be all right.
So has he told you that he'd be right for like full training after Christmas? Or
I didn't really speak to him. I sent him a message, and the main thing on his mind was not being able to play golf. But I'd say he'd be fine. I haven't really found out exactly what it is, but he was out there today doing a bit, and I'd imagine he'd be back in as soon as he possibly can.
So you mentioned half forward before. Are you really hoping to settle in one spot? Because you've been all over the field, haven't you, at Melbourne? Sort of bedding down one spot of something you
want
to do?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd love to, to really lock down that spot up forward. But at the same time, if the team needs me to go up the ground a bit or play on a wing or, you know, play as a tall mid, I'm certainly up for anything that we need. But, ideally I'll kick a lot of goals and put a lot of ball down Charlie's throat and, help in that aspect of the game. Yeah, I guess having a pretty large new group coming in has made it a little bit easier. We're all in the same boat. We're all coming across from different clubs, and but I think the main thing that's made it so easy is the guys, the teammates, the coaches. Just made us feel so welcome and. Really, really settling in early, and now we can, focus on the season ahead and really try and gel as a group before we get into games.
Did the way things ended with Melbourne sour your sort of overall feel of your time at that club?
No, not at all. No, I think it was just a good decision for both parties, really. Speaking with Goody and a few other people at the club. It was a mutual sort of agreement, and I think it ended pretty well.
Who's closer to a flag?
Well, you know who I think is. That's why I'm here. So it's pretty exciting coming in, and just the names that are at this club at the moment. And then you add Rockliffe and Steve Motlop. It's pretty exciting if we can keep everyone out in the park and. Just that even sort of team contribution. You're not going to need one or two players to, you know, have 35 and, you know, Charlie to kick 5 goals a game, we're going to have a really even contribution across the board, I think. So, you know, everyone play their bit, everyone play the team role, and, you know, we should have a really successful year.
Is there a bit of pressure that comes with that, like having a team obviously made the finals last year and getting a few experienced recruits in the club? Is there a pressure to really perform the next year or two?
Oh, you'd hope so. Yeah, you'd hope there's a bit of pressure. We want to be successful, and that's what this club is all about, is being successful out in the field. You know, that's what we expect, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be.
Thanks.
So, if you're going to just pop out there, and I think Sarah's probably out there to take a picture. Where do you want to set up?
Oh, where are you
on? You live in Winchester?
Yeah.
With his missus?
Nah, she's going to be in Melbourne still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's staying in Melbourne. Next year.
You want to do that?
She's got...
He's with Jetstar.
Yes, he's flying with Jetstar. So,
oh, really? Oh, wow.
We might just go outside.
Are we getting a vision of this?
I'm not sure. But yeah, it'd be alright. We'll just have a few people in the house. Chris, yeah. That's for you. Yeah.
We might need to relocate.